Well, welcome to the online version of the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. You know, it's a good opportunity for me to just to come and share with you about a lot of different things. And as I mentioned a couple weeks ago about love, our society has crucified the word love, no pun intended. But love is something that is special, but we need to have the right aspect and the right meaning of love. So I've been thinking, what is love? You know, we love having children come to church. And a lot of times when you ask a child, what is love? They give some thoughtful and some hilarious answers. These are just a few of them that I've heard from a four-year-old. Love means everybody has a family. And one of my favorite ones comes from a six-year-old by the name of Jasmine. Love is when you tell a boy you like his shirt and he starts to wear it almost every day. And then Jack, age 8. Love is something that someone you adore and care for, plus you like him a lot. Now, I think this is probably one of the most tender responses that I've heard. And the young child said, well, when my grandma got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and polish her toenails anymore. So my grandpa does it for her all the time. Now, even when his hands got arthritis, too. Well, I think grandpa's sweet example of sacrifice brings to mind an amazing story in the Bible of love. Jesus, knowing that he wouldn't be with his disciples much longer because of his imminent arrest and crucifixion, took a towel after dinner and wrapped it around his waist in John 13. He poured water into a large bowl and began to wash the disciples' feet. Peter, always having something to say, old Peter, he recoiled at the thought because it just didn't seem right. The Master and Lord bending low and touching my dirty feet, that's a servant's job. Yet, in order to serve and to teach him what it meant to serve others, Jesus insisted. And he said to Peter, do you understand what I have done for you? He asked. And now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash another's feet. Jesus concluding by saying, now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. Wow. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, took on the very nature of a servant, Philippians 2. And after teaching his followers for 3 years, he gave his life on the cross for their sins and our sins with humility and sacrifice. That's the true nature of love. It says in Little John 3:16, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So what about you and I in September of 2021? Do we learn to give sacrificial love, and do we give it? Do we start by presenting ourselves anew to God in prayer? Ask for his direction for you personally. You know, he's created you to be very unique and given you talents and gifts to use in serving others. If you'll ask, he will lead you. Keep your eyes and heart open to those around you. Listen to someone who's different from you. Many have neighbors of varying ethnicities and ages and backgrounds and goals and desire. Beautiful people you can learn from. You know, we're all beautiful and precious in his sight. Help someone with a project or a need, or more importantly, serve your own family. Acknowledge a harm that maybe you have caused and build a bridge to that person that you have harmed. Give time, money to ministries that are real close to your heart. Provide a meal for a stranger or even a neighbor. But here's where we really need to pay attention. Pray for someone you might not care for. Pray for someone you might not like. You see, the ideas are endless as God's heart. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." Luke chapter 9. "Follow me," he said. Yeah, he's shown us the way by his own example and has given us his spirit to empower us. So how would you wash somebody's feet today? Think about it. Don't necessarily always have to be their feet, but to just to show love in a very, very special way. Well, we thank you for tuning in to the online service of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and we have a lot of prayers to think about and talk about, but always encourage, because, you know, God wants to talk to you, and he wants you to talk to him. Prayer is just that. It's talking to God, just like you and I are talking, or not really talking, because we're doing this on the online service, but talking to God is prayer, and he wants to hear from you. He loves you. He created you, and he wants to hear from you. So when you pray and you talk to God, you can also pray for somebody else and lift them up in intercessory prayer. We encourage people to pray for themselves, although we will pray and encourage to pray for one another, in the, not only in this online service, but also in church. So we close today with the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever." Amen. Have a wonderful day.